I'm not listening to this today. I know he's from Chicago, but he's in Florida. We're talking about the Chiefs. Man, would you play some Start Me Up? Or there's some Flo Rida. Now that we're talking. Where is Tim Gunhart at right now, Nate?
Well, I believe he's at a Waffle House in Florida somewhere.
He's where?
At a Waffle House in Florida?
In Flo
Rida.
Now this Gunhart in his car, driving around Florida, got this cranked up, leaning way to the left, crank it. If you don't like the dance of the song, then you're a liar. Or we can't be friends. Is this all you listen to when you're down in Florida?
What's
Timmy?
Up?
You love it.
Love it.
You want to hear Start Me Up? Would that get you fired up?
Hey, you know what? You guys got me fired up already, man. I say, strap on the, put on your seatbelt because we're going to roll for the next hour.
Whoa.
Cannot wait to talk a little cheap. Cannot wait to talk a little bit about some of the social media and kind of running of the diarrhea of the mouth
from
certain players for the Jacksonville Jaguars and one Bengal.
Okay, so we're playing Start Me Up. You're very excited. And I want to mention, since you, sir, were a center, if listeners go to the Sports Radio 810 Facebook page and follow Sports Radio 810 and like the post that is pinned to the top of the page, they'll be entered to win an autographed jersey signed by Creed Humphrey. Wouldn't you like to win that one, Timmy?
Sure. Why not? That'd be great.
He is, and you, I look, you're the gold standard when it comes to being a center for the Kansas City Chiefs. But this Creed Humphrey is pretty damn good, isn't he?
He is. I'm very, very happy. You know, listen, it's all part of that tradition of great centers in Kansas City, and it continues. You know, I was lucky enough to learn and kind of be mentored from Mike Webster, but really, you know, guys before that, too, including, John, a blank on his name. And God bless him, played all the way through the 70s. A really good, come on, help me out here, guys. Crooked Nose.
Jack Rudney?
Yeah, Jack Rudney. Gosh, how did I forget Jack? But yeah, like, you know, guys like, you know, started with Jack Rudney.
Don't play with me, Marco.
And worked through, you know, Mike Webster and then just, you know, Casey Wegman. Just all kinds of great centers in Kansas City. And it's a great tradition. And I'm glad that Creed is keeping on the tradition. It's a lot of fun to, you know, it's like your little brother out there. You know, you look out there and, you know me, all I do is watch the offensive line. You know, so the first 3 or 4 seconds of the play, I watch the offensive line, and then maybe I'll get to the football, but that's what I watch, and I love watching him play. Love watching his toughness. I love the way he finishes. I love the way he communicates with the guys, and I love just his enthusiasm about playing the football game. That's what it's all about, and really that's what his team is all about. There's a lot of enthusiasm about playing the game, playing it for the right reasons, playing it for the great fans of Kansas City. And here we are on Red Friday talking about another divisional game here in Kansas City with an opportunity to play another AFC Championship 5 in a row at home if the Bengals will give us an opportunity to do that. But if they don't, we go down to Atlanta and play against the Buffalo Bills, and I will be there. So if you guys are coming down, come on down, Steven. Come down, hang out with me in Atlanta. Wow. In Hotlanta, baby. We'll have a great time. Pop on down.
Unbelievable. All right. So you're talking about the championship game. You're fast forwarding. So you have, it sounds like you have no fear of these Jacksonville Jaguars that are headed to Kansas City tomorrow?
Well, you know me, I have fear of everything. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm always learning from Lou Holtz. He used to say, you know what, man, we're playing against the naval seamen. And you know what, they're going to come out as the closest thing to war for the Navy seamen. So let me tell you something. You better have your A game. And we go out and beat them by 50. But, you know, that's kind of the way I was raised, always to respect and fear the opponent. And I do the same thing now. But, listen, Kansas City Chiefs should win this football game. I think that they really had a nice kind of dress rehearsal in Las Vegas where they played a really good football game. Got to take a deep breath and maybe get a little bit healthier during the bye week. And, you know, they're talking about a little bit of snow, a little bit of sleet, a little bit of freezing rain, a little bit of cold weather, and the Jaguars have to come up from, by the way, it's 83 degrees here. They got to come up from 83-degree weather up to Kansas City. And that pretty boy with his golden locks is not going to be too happy when his hair is frozen on the sideline at Arrowhead Stadium.
Wow. Now you're feeling it today.
You're fired up,
Timmy, aren't you?
I am fired up. It's the playoffs, man. Hey, you know, we talked about this many times, and I was just so, you know, there's times in, well, you know, you say things and you hope that they're still relevant. You know, listen, I played, I don't know, 20-some years ago. So, you know, some things may change a little bit. But the one thing that I always talk about, and I learned it when I was a rookie, and I learned it through my 11 years with the Chiefs, is that, you know, there's different speeds to each level of a season. You know, you talk about the preseason, it's at one level, one speed. And then when you get to the regular season, it picks up about a step, step and a half. It's harder. It's more physical. It's, you know, it's more intense. You know, defensive coordinators are starting to dial up stuff. If you're an offensive lineman and the offense is, you know, putting everything they got at you during the regular season. So it picks up another step, step and a half. And then when you get to the playoffs, it picks up another step, step and a half. And Andy Reid and Spags talked a little bit about that this week, that, you know, you just can't explain the change in speed, the change of intensity, the change in motivation when you get to the playoffs. And you could tell a rookie, and on the defensive side, they got about three or four guys there. They're going to play a major role for the Chiefs in the game this weekend. That, you know, it's faster. And, you know, sometimes I think guys think, well, you know, I played 17 games, and, you know, I got this. I understand. I know. But, you know, Andy Reid and Spags talked about it, that, you know, it's a different level. It's a different speed. It's a different intensity. And, you know, McDuffie, Karlaftis, Williams, Watson, and even Pacheco on the offensive side, you know, they play their 17 games, and you know, they're going to see that it's a lot faster. And I loved what Dave Merritt said. And I think Dave Merritt's an awesome coach, by the way, the defensive back coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, who got a bunch of young guys in that room. You know, he talked about, hey, listen, you know, I can try to explain it to these guys about the change in tempo and the change in intensity and the change in speed in the playoffs. But, you know, until they experience it, until they go out there and play in it, they won't know. And I love what he said. He said, you know, it's like trying to explain to somebody what a strawberry tastes like, right? You just can't explain it. And it's kind of the same thing. You just can't explain it. So, you know, the young guys out there at Arrowhead, you know, there's going to be 80,000 screaming Kansas City Chiefs fans. And there's a motivation for Kansas City Chiefs fans. That's one of the reasons why I'm fired up is, you know, Trevor Lawrence is going out there and saying that Jacksonville is as loud as Arrowhead. I mean, I don't know what he's on, but whatever it is, send some down here. Because I want to have that kind of attitude that I'm just going to live in this fantasy world that he's living in, that Jacksonville with their pools in the end zone and their open-air stadium, their open-side stadium, is as loud as Arrowhead Stadium. Give me a physical break. It's not. So they're gonna get a life lesson in the playoffs when they get to Arrowhead. And listen, I'm calling out all the Chiefs fans out there. Am I fired up? You're damn right I'm fired up. And you guys should be fired up too. You know what? You got a role. Kansas City Chiefs fans have a role, just like the offensive line has a role, just like the coaching staff has a role, just like the defense has a role. you guys have a role too, and your role is to make it very uncomfortable for the Jacksonville Jaguars as they walk into Arrowhead Stadium. And I expect nothing less. I expect it to be as loud as it's ever been, and I don't want to hear anybody say that, well, because of the configurations of the change of the stadium, it's not as loud. No, no. You know, step up your game. Let's get loud. And let's get it to the point where it was against the Denver Broncos in the early 90s when the officials had to stop the game and ask people to be quiet. That's the way it needs to be again. And I'm challenging all the Chief fans to do that. I will not be there this weekend, but I'll be watching. And I'm gonna be listening. And I'm challenging the Chiefs fans. And I told my two sons are going to the game with their girlfriends, and I challenge them. You got to be loud, and you got to be a part of it. This is it. This is the playoff. It's a different speed. It's a different tempo. It's a different level. And bringing a different level to the show, just like you're going to bring a different level to the fandom, and you're going to bring the Chiefs are going to bring a different level because this is the playoffs. So let's get going. It's Red Friday.
Is the whole state of Florida just like wrapped up in Jags fever right now?
No. Not where I'm at. No, yeah, not where I'm at. They're worried about what time they're going to get to the beach. They're worried about what time happy hour is, and most of them are 70 plus years old. So they're not particularly too worried about it. But I'm sure they are up north in Jacksonville. I think it's so cool. I've seen a bunch of media posts and social media posts about Jacksonville fans coming up to Arrowhead for the first time. Hey, where do we go in Kansas City? What's the best barbecue? Yada, yada, yada. And let's say, hey, when they come in, treat them well, say hello, welcome them to Kansas City, and tell them, hey, it's been a nice season for you, but your season is now over as you walk in Arrowhead Stadium.
We had Tim Grunhard on the line. Okay, so what if there was anything to concern you about this matchup, what would it be?
Yeah, listen, the Jags are playing pretty good right now, playing with a lot of confidence. Let's start on the defensive side. I love their defensive front. I think their front seven is as good as anybody. Robinson Harris, number 95, is a really good football player, played for the Bears. Last couple of years, he is a big, solid football player and does a really good job at disrupting. You have Josh Allen, who I think has had a great, great year this year. The first-round draft choice a couple of years ago. And then don't forget about Trayvon Walker, number 44, was a first-round draft choice. And listen, hey, the Jaguars did a good job in the draft. They said, listen, we're going to go out and we're going to address the defense. And they went out and got Devin Lloyd and Trevon Walker, and they went out and got Chad Mumma, and they had some good players. I like their defense. I think their defense is good. But remember now, this defense, and you notice I talked about the front seven because their back end is ranked 27th against the pass. Whether the weather permits, which usually will, because Patrick Mahomes is able to throw the ball pretty well in inclement weather. But, they're going to have to stop the passing game. But, and this is a big but, the Chiefs have got to be two-dimensional in this football game. They've got to be able to run the ball, and Pacheco will get his touches. McKinnon will get his touches. And I expect a huge game for Travis Kelce. They don't do a very good job of covering the tight end. And one of the reasons why they don't do that is because they take their outside linebackers and their linebackers that usually top off the tight ends against the Chiefs, just about every other team. And they put them in the pass rush. Trevon Walker is going to be pass rushing. He's not going to be topping off Travis Kelce. So that means that, most of the time Travis is going to have a free release because they give free releases at a tight end. And when that happens, that spells doom and gloom for the defense of the team they're playing against. But their front seven worries me. Their secondary doesn't. The other thing that, you got to be cognizant of is that Trevor Lawrence is playing better. He had a crappy first half against the Chargers. And came back in the second half and a great half. ETN is a home run hitter running back. And we all know that at times running backs can hurt the Chiefs. Their offensive line is average, not great, but average. And, so they have some weapons. they have the Jones brothers with Jay Jones and Marvin Jones and Tim Jones, and then Christian Kirk at the wide receiver position. And those guys are pretty good, and they're going to be going against, the Chiefs, I think, are the second youngest defense in the league. So they're going to be going against some guys that have played playoff games before, like we talked about a little bit earlier. So, that's a concern. But I just think this is a better roster. It's a better team. I think the coach is better, although Coach Peterson's a great coach, but Andy Reid taught him everything he knows. So, I think that Andy has the advantage there. And the advantage is going to be Arrowhead Stadium, GHEA Stadium, and the weather and all that kind of stuff. So things are looking up. The arrow's pointing up for the Kansas City Chiefs as they go into this weekend.
Sounds like the arrow's pointing up for you right now down in Florida. So we're going to take a break, and I'd like you to bring that same energy for the next segment. That's Tim Grunhard.
That was the fastest segment. You know what? That just shows how fast things. And you know what? By the way, everybody out there, playoff games, just like this segment, they go fast.
Yep.
So if the player, you've got to be prepared, because the next thing you know, you look up, it's the fourth quarter, and your ass better be in front.
That's Tim Grunhard. We'll be back after this with more Grunny on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the show. I'm not telling Timmy what I did yesterday. He gets super mad at me, so. But I did it for the right reasons. Tim Grunhard rejoins us from Florida. What's up, Timmy?
How'd the game go against St. Teresa's?
We won. We won by two. One of our girls got fouled with 1.3 seconds left, and she hit two of her three free throws, and we won. So thank you for asking.
Guys.
With Marco Marquez and Gary Lee's at courtside.
Yes, sir.
VIPs, like they were at a Lakers game. It was fantastic.
Text Gary. He can send you the highlight package.
Gary put together a 5-minute highlight video with his commentary. Okay, Tim, don't yell at me. Don't get mad. You promise you're not getting mad at me?
No.
I did this for the right reasons. So
he didn't promise.
Right. So yesterday I was watching old playoff games on YouTube. Because I went to them, and so I didn't experience what it was like on the broadcast. And I do this from time to time to remind myself how great things are right now. You know, hey, don't be nervous. Don't enjoy this. Enjoy what's happening. Enjoy the Chiefs being the Super Bowl favorites. Enjoy the Hall of Fame quarterback, the Hall of Fame tight end, the Hall of Fame coach. Enjoy all these asses they're kicking, okay? And so I was watching the fourth quarter of the playoff loss to the Colts after the 95 season. And I know. And Paul McGuire was all over you, like after Elliott missed that third field goal. Tim Grunhard just threw his helmet down the field. He just down to the 20. Do you remember throwing? Like, how far did you throw your helmet after that?
I don't know.
You chucked that helmet down the field. Paul McGuire said.
I try to block those things.
I know, but hey, we're not afraid. We're not afraid of the passing. But what I was going to bring up, I totally forgot about this. So they showed after they put Gannon in, they called a timeout with like a minute left, and Marty's over there talking to Rich Gannon, and then guess who was sandwiched right in between them, like talking, being like the conduit between Marty Schottenheimer and Rich Gannon about what they should do on third down.
I don't know.
This your guy Mike McCarthy.
Mike.
A very young, very thin mustache Mike McCarthy, and then I always hear about you. But how much you love him and how much you defend him.
Yeah.
And people forget he spent, what, 3 or 4 years as a quarterback's coach, and he was right there in the middle of the – I mean, he's been through it. He's seen it all from there to Green Bay. And that's why, before we get back to the Chiefs, now he's with Dallas. You know, he won a championship in Green Bay, and I don't think he got enough credit because I think that, look who his quarterback was. Of course he won a championship. And now he's here. Or he's there in Dallas, and that can't be easy with, Leatherface constantly breathing down your neck at all times and taking credit for anything that goes well and then blaming the coach when it doesn't go well. Yet he still had a couple of really good regular seasons, and they got a chance to go and beat San Francisco. So do you think he gets enough credit for what he's done as a head coach?
No, absolutely not. And you're exactly right. I mean, whenever things go right, you know, that starts with, you know, the talking heads on ESPN, and everything's go right, it's because of either Dak Prescott or it's because of Jerry Jones. And then when things go wrong, it's because of Mike McCarthy. And I can't tell you how many times this year they've talked about should Mike McCarthy be fired, and the guy won 12 football games. So, yeah, it's, you know, that is a tough assignment anytime you are the Dallas Cowboys coach. Remember, you know, they may not be like they were in the 70s and even the 80s of America's team, but it's still one of the premier organizations in the NFL. And I contend that the Cowboys are probably up there with maybe the Yankees of baseball and maybe the Lakers of basketball. Because because of recognition. And when you're the head coach of that, it's a lot of pressure. But Mike's done a great job. I think he's hired some great coordinators. Dan Quinn has done an unbelievable job with that defense. And I tell the story all the time. I was down at the Rose Bowl in Dallas. Yeah, that sounds weird, but that's what it was during COVID. The Rose Bowl in Dallas, and Alabama was playing Notre Dame, and I knew Mike was there, and, you know, we were going to try to connect, but it's too hard with all the semantics and everything else, and security and everything else. So we were texting each other back and forth, and I said, oh, man, and I think Waddle was on that team, and Najee Harris was on that team, and Smith, the wide receiver, was with the Eagles now, was on that team. And I said, man, Mike, I said, you couldn't go wrong drafting one of these guys in the first round on this offense for the Alabama. He goes, I'm not here to watch offense. I got to find some defense. And with that, I believe he went out and drafted Parsons, who has become, to me, the next Derek Thomas. He's a playmaker on the defensive side, and he does a lot of the same things that DT did in his career. And I know if DT was here, God bless him, think about him all the time, that he would be impressed and would love that comparison because of the way that kid plays. I don't know if you saw it was a game towards the end of the year. Parsons was so tired that, I mean, he's like, you know, taking a knee between plays, but, boy, he dialed it back up. It reminds me of DT. So, yeah, Mike is he's a great guy. Everybody out there, he is a wonderful, wonderful person. And he was here in Kansas City. Remember, he started as a quality control guy here in Kansas City, which meant he was pretty much in a closet breaking down film for a year or two, and then became the quarterback coach, and then went on and set, I believe, to the offensive coordinator with the Saints, and then took the job in Green Bay and won a championship with Green Bay. And by the way, I don't think they've won one since Mike McCarthy has been there, have they? So, you know, everybody said, well, because of the quarterback, well, the last championship they won was with Mike McCarthy. So Mike's a great coach, and if anything happened to Mike and he got fired from the Cowboys, there'd be a lot of teams banging his door down to try and get him in their organization. He's a quality guy, quality coach. And thanks for bringing that up. And he's a really good friend of mine. And you know, we probably talk once a month. Just a really good guy. And they're in lines. I mean, if I text him, you know, he's big time now. He's a coach of the Cowboys.
Right.
And he gets back to me right away and always has something kind and something good to say and answers the question. He's a really, really good guy. So thanks for bringing that up. So,
you know, something else I'm going to bring up, we talked about it a little bit earlier. So you got you know, Mike McCarthy, former Chiefs assistant, and then the other matchup in the NFC between Brian Daboll and Nick Sirianni in 2012 when Romeo Crennel was the head coach and the Chiefs were 2-14. The Chiefs' offensive coordinator was Brian Daboll, and the wide receivers coach was Nick Sirianni. And that's where they became lifelong friends the year together that they had with the Chiefs under Romeo Crennel. And now they're facing off in the NFC divisional round of the playoffs, Eagles versus Giants. And so I think that's an amazing story. As bad as that team was, but thank goodness they were that bad, because that's what led to get Andy Reid to come to Kansas City. So thank you, Brian Daboll and Nick Sirianni, for not being good that year. That helped the Chiefs get to where they wanted to go. But they were cutting their teeth here in Kansas City as the offensive coordinator and the and receivers coach. So a lot of Kansas City ties on the NFC side. Before we get back to the AFC, let's get your picks. First, tell us who's going to win between the Eagles and Giants. Then tell us who's going to win between Cowboys and 49ers. Marco Marquez politely asking for scores so he can add to the rest of the experts as he figures out what he's going to do on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yeah, so real quick before, you know, the one thing that Kansas City's been really, really blessed with, and when we've had, you know, good coaches, you know, Marty Schottenheimer, you know, you had Herm Edwards, you had Tony Dungy, you had
Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher, just all kinds of great assistant coaches, and Andy Reid has had the same. And you know, Lou Holtz, you saw say all the time, "Man, I'm a lot like Moses. I always lean on my staff."
That's a good one.
Marty and Andy have done. They've leaned on their staff like Moses. So you know, that's a great feather in the cap for both of those coaches. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Giants. Hey, you know, I think the spread is right around 6.5 or 7. I like the Giants. I really do, and I'll tell you why.
Is that straight up or just the number?
Well, I don't have the you know what to bet them straight up. I'm rooting for the Giants. I like the Giants. I like you said, I like Dave. I like him. He's a really good guy, and he's an intense dude. I'd love to have played for him. But I just think that Jalen Hurts coming back after sitting out for a bunch of weeks in that shoulder's not being exactly 100%, I think it's going to affect his game a little bit. And the running game of the Giants with Barkley and then Jones, the quarterback who's played well, and their defense is pretty stout. Now, the Eagles have a great defense, absolutely great defense. And it's going to be one of those – it's going to be a tough, physical, black and blue game. I can't wait to watch it. But I just have a feeling that, you know, there's always upsets in the divisional round. And that's why I'm not saying that the Chiefs are going to be one of those upsets, but they rear their ugly heads. And I think this is one of them. I think the Giants, I took the Giants in the points, but I think the Giants are going to win outright. I think it's going to be an upset. And the Giants will win the football game.
That upset special. I don't care if this isn't the NCAA tournament. We got Tim Grunhardt calling for the upset special. You sound the alarm.
Upset special.
Very good.
Love it.
Okay, what about Dallas Cowboys at San Francisco?
Yeah, now this one, you know, I want to say Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to be rooting for Dallas Cowboys. But the 49ers are really on a great roll. You know, Purdy has managed the game very well. He's not turning the ball over. He's doing what he needs to do to win. You know, McCaffrey has been a difference maker. And, you know, their tight end is a heck of a player also. But, you know, it comes down to their defense. Their defense is as good, if not better, than any defense I've seen in a lot of years. And they just are swarming. And I just, you know, Dak Prescott's either hot or cold, and it really comes down to the pressure he's under from the defense. And I think the 49ers would put him under a lot of pressure. And I don't think you're going to see Dak as productive as he was last week. So I think the Niners are going to win this football game, and they'll cover.
All right, now let's get to the game. Once the Chiefs hopefully win on Saturday, everyone will be watching in Kansas City on Sunday at 2:00. What about the Bengals at the Bills?
Yeah, man, this is a game that I've gone back and forth on this game. I really think it comes down to one thing: is can Joe Burrow stay upright? Their offensive line is banged up. They just lost their offensive tackle, one of the better tackles in the league, and he's been harassed all year anyway. I think there's blood in the water for Buffalo to be able to get to the quarterback and knock him around a little bit. I think the spread is like 4, and I think Buffalo is going to win the football game. Now, it's a catch-22 for me. I want the Chiefs to win, and I want them to play at home. I really want them to play at home, but it's not going to break my heart to get on an airplane and fly up to Atlanta and watch the game against the Bills. So I just think that the Bills, just the motivation and just kind of the karma around that team, I really think that they're going to win this football game. I wouldn't be surprised. But listen, you can't count Joe Burrow on anything, but Joe Burrow's got to be able to have a little bit of time and a little bit of space and be able to throw off his front foot, not running around and throwing off his back foot, because we've seen him make mistakes and turn the ball over too, trying to fit things into small windows when under pressure. And I think that's what the formula is going to be this week. I think the Bills are going to get after him, and they're going to knock him around, and he's going to turn the ball over. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to, just like the Chiefs and the Bills, it's going to come down to a two-minute drive. And I think the Buffalo Bills, who've been in this situation before, and listen, I understand. I know the Bengals were in a Super Bowl last year. But, you know, even against the Chiefs at Arrowhead, as we remember, that two-minute drive, we were all pretty happy going into that two-minute drive, and Buffalo was able to get down there and score. But they left 13 seconds on the clock, which is too much for the Chiefs. But they've been in these situations before in these rounds, and I think that they have the experience, and the Bills win the football game.
Nate Buchanan, any follow-up before we go back to the Chiefs and Jags?
I want a shot at the Bengals again. Is that crazy?
No.
I think, like what is it Ric Flair used to always say? You know, be the
you
man.
You want to ride Space Mountain?
You got to beat the man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, you know, I think that the Chiefs, like, that's a dragon I'd like to see them slay. And I think they're ready to do it. So I'm with you, Grunny. I want to see the Chiefs get another shot at the Bengals.
Yeah, and here's the funny thing. Is, you know, I think this is hilarious. Joe Mixon, I don't know if you guys saw his comments earlier this week. He's all upset that Kansas City and Buffalo are in the process of buying tickets in Atlanta. You know, he's like, well, you know, they still haven't, you know, won, and they got to beat us in order to get there, and the Chiefs get to beat the Jaguars, and I think it's a little premature. But, Joe, I mean, don't you understand that, first of all, you know, you can't sell all the tickets in 1 week. I mean, there's a lot of logistics to go on, you know, through all the different ticket sites, and it's not a home game, so there's no, you know, there's not a base of tickets out there. So tickets are one thing you have to be concerned about. And guess what, Joe? You're not concerned about tickets because you get them. Number two is hotels, right? I mean, you get down to Atlanta, you got to find a hotel, you got to go through all the process of getting a hotel and all that kind of stuff, and that takes a little bit of time too. And you know, so you got to plan out. The other thing is flights. I mean, you can't get a flight out of Kansas City right now to Atlanta for that game. I mean, it's really, really tough. So a lot of people are going to have to drive down there. So there's just a lot of logistics that he doesn't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about tickets. You don't have to worry about hotel. You don't have to worry about flights. So, you know, the fans do. So, you know, this is just part of the deal that you're going to go out and you're going to secure the tickets. And by the way, I real quick, a shameless plug here. If you go to timgrunhart.com.
What?
Yeah, timgrunhart.com, there is a playoff special.
What?
What is it?
Cutting the book down to $25 through the playoffs, throughout the rest of the playoffs. And so, because I want people, if you have to drive down to Atlanta, that you'll have something to read, or you're on the plane, you have something to read, get yourself all fired up and excited.
Don't read it. Don't read it while you're driving. Hopefully you're a passenger, and then someone else is driving, right?
Or somebody can read it to you.
Okay, that's fine.
But there you go. So there. So if you go to the website right now, timgrunhart.com, we have a playoff special on the book, and we'd love you guys to purchase it. But, you know, there's just a lot of logistics and a lot of stuff that I guess Joe didn't understand. Now, listen, as a player, you're always like, oh, that's disrespectful, and, you know, let's feed off of that. But to me, that sounds a little bit desperate, that he's trying to find something that there's nothing in to get his team motivated. So that's another reason why I think the Bills, you know, they're trying to find reasons to be upset, and the Bills are just going about their business.
Now Joe Mixon can shut up. We'll take a break back after this on WHB. All right. We got like 8 minutes or so. Tim Grunhard, Nate Buchanan had to run out in the hallway. He's hacking up a lung for some reason. He's coughing. I'm here. But the stage is yours. You got 7 or 8 minutes. Just get it all off your chest. Everything you want to tell me about the Chiefs and the Jags and what to expect, what our faithful listeners can look out for, some key players or key matchups that you want them to watch, and then give us your official prediction. Timmy, the stage is yours. Please tell the Chiefs fans what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, first of all, it looks like it's going to be some rain and maybe a little bit of snow mixed in, as I saw Gary Lezak's forecast during the break. So there you go with that. But, hey, listen, it's going to come down to three things, like every playoff game. And this is really important, especially with younger guys. The number one thing is penalties. You know, you got to be careful. You cannot give up big plays with pass interference and holding calls and have the Jaguars get chunk plays or first downs without completing a pass. You just can't have that. That's really important when it comes down to these younger guys that are going to be out there with McDuffie and Williams and even Snead. Those guys, you got to be careful. So penalties are really, really important. That's number one. Number two is turnovers. Kansas City Chiefs have got to do a better job of creating turnovers in this game, and Trevor Lawrence is a guy that will turn it over, will give it to you, and the Chiefs have got to be able to get to the quarterback, get him sped up a little bit, get him off his spot, and when the ball is thrown to him, catch it. That's really important. If the Chiefs, and this is another one of those statements that, this is to me about 100%, if the Chiefs are plus in the playoffs in the next two games in turnovers, they go to the Super Bowl. If they can get two or three turnovers and not give up any, they go to the Super Bowl. It's going to come down to the turnovers. If the Chiefs don't turn it over and they create some turnovers, Chiefs go. Now, listen, I know that theory was disproven when the Chargers played the Jaguars, but kind of a whole different ball of wax there. For the Kansas City Chiefs, you got to create turnovers. So, number one, limit the penalties. Number two, create turnovers. Don't turn the ball over. And number three, the Chiefs have got to do a better job defensively in the red zone. No touchdowns. Have them settle for field goals. And conversely, on the other side, the Chiefs have got to score in the red zone. And when you get inside the five-yard line, maybe mix in one trick play. But other than that, count on Creed Humphrey. Count on Smith. Count on Tooney. Count on that offensive line to pound and run the ball and just get the damn thing in the end zone. You got a physical back. You got a quick back. And you got a great offensive line. Just put the ball in the end zone. And by the way, you have the best quarterback maybe of all time. So the red zone is important. So those three things for Chief fans out there. No turnovers. Penalties. Limit them. There's going to be penalties. Penalty every game. We've got to limit them. You can't keep giving them pass interference calls down the field. Because I just believe in my heart of hearts that Trevor Lawrence is going to be a little bit off because of the weather. He's going to be a little bit off because of the pressure of the game, a little bit off because of the crowd noise. And if he throws the ball up, you got to get it. And then in the red zone, the Chiefs have got to be better on both sides of the ball in the red zone. Butker, when he's called on, he's got to make his extra point to field goal. That means that the whole production between the snap, the hold, and the kick about to be good. And you can't give away points. If you have to settle for a field goal, you got to make them. And extra points are a premium. We're not going to run into this Cowboy thing where your guy misses four extra points in a row and win a football game. That's not going to happen. So the Chiefs have got to be good in that area also. And it really continues on. I think defensively the Chiefs are going to play really well. Chris Jones is going to get a sack in the first quarter and take get the skunk out of the boat and prove everybody wrong. He's going to get at the quarterback. I know he's going through a drought and playoff sacks. But he's going to get one early in this game. And then on the offensive side, you got to be a two-headed monster. You got to be able to run the ball a little bit, keep them guessing a little bit, and then when you do throw the ball, make some plays. But it really comes down to the Kansas City Chiefs fans, and I really, truly believe this. You have a role. You absolutely have a role in this football game. Get yourselves ready. I'm giving you an assignment. After midnight tonight, if you're going to the game, no talking. Don't talk to anybody. Wake up in the morning, sign language or notes. Don't talk. Save your voices. Because I want you to be walking out of there hoarse. I want you to be walking out of there like you can't talk anymore because you were so loud during the game. That is a vital, vital responsibility for the Chiefs fans as they go into the game tomorrow. You got to be loud. And I know you will. So, Kansas City Chiefs fans, remember now, the Chiefs, this is the fifth year in a row with a 70% winning percentage in the regular season. That is almost unheard of. By the way, one more win away from playing 5 consecutive AFC championships. And by the way, might be at home, which I believe would be 5 at home in a row. This is a special time in Kansas City. It's a special time to be a Chiefs fan. It's a special time to be out there enjoying this game. Just like you talked about a little bit earlier as you watch some old playoff games and realize what we have going on here. Believe me, it doesn't get past me that I didn't have an opportunity to play with Patrick Mahomes. I would have loved to have had an opportunity to play with Patrick Mahomes because he's a winner. The guy knows how to win football games. He knows how to carry a team on his back. And, you know, we just didn't have that in the 90s. If we would have had a Patrick Mahomes, it would have been a different story. But that doesn't mean that I can't enjoy this as much as when I was out there. And that doesn't mean that you can take this for granted. Don't take it for granted. Get out there and be a part of it. Get out there early. Get out there and have fun. And get out there and cheer on the Chiefs. And whether they play in Atlanta or they play at Arrowhead, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They just got to play. And then we'll worry about the next one after that. But Chiefs fans, got a great responsibility. You're a vital part of this game. So get yourselves ready to go. And by the way, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Sometimes we don't see the forest for the trees. I compare it to playing golf. You're out there, you're playing golf at Pebble Beach in a beautiful place, and you're so worried about your score that you're not stopping and looking around and seeing how beautiful the area is that you're playing at. And it's the same thing with a Chiefs fan. Take it in. One time during the game, I want you to look around, and I want you to take it all in and just enjoy the moment, because these are special times. Take advantage of it. Take it all in and have a great time, and go Chiefs.
What's the score going to be, Timmy?
Chiefs win 31-21.
31-21. That is a cover. That is not the over, Marco. That's the end. That's fine. Over. That's
the
cover.
Under, and I got the Chiefs cover.
Under,
it's okay,
because
the Chiefs season's not going to be over.
That's right. We will take it, Tim Grenard. Thank you so much for the time. Be safe in Florida. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't wait to be talking about the AFC Championship, baby.
Wow. Tremendous energy from Tim Grenard. Nate Buchanan, final words, please.
It's like he just came out of a Waffle House or something.
Right.
The kind of energy he brought today.
Marco, final words.
Hey, let's
go,
man. Chiefs win. Let's go.
What do you got?
I sweat so much today. I'm so nervous. Wow. Chiefs, 42-21.
Doubling them up. Wow.
I got one thing to say. And that's all I got to say. Mahomes.
The Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.